How aggravating is it when you ask someone a direct question but do not receive a direct answer? Before you respond, answer directly, then explain. We can all be guilty of this communication slowdown, but it's especially obvious to me during media interviews, which is why I was coaching one of my clients on this important directness skill the other day for his interviews. If you do not answer questions directly for a journalist, he or she can become impatient and either cut you off or skip ahead to the next question because of time constraints, especially if the interview is live. Whether or not you are conducting a media interview, it's helpful to directly answer the question first, then fill in the rationale on why you answered in that way instead of the other way around. Many times people will want to set up their answer by delivering the background first, but this can just leave the person who asked the question feeling like their question is being avoided. Then you end up not being heard at all. The pitch challenge today: get in the habit of answering first and explaining second. The answer should be quick, like yes, no, or I'm not sure. Then go into the why, which will be better received as the person asking the question will be satisfied with your quick answer and now will want to know more. Setting up answers with background information only works when you are in control of the content delivery. For example, when you are giving a lecture or making a presentation. Delaying answers in an interview format does not work effectively because you should be following the lead of the person leading the discussion.